once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise.
Hallelujah. Praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We will praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We will praise you. Hallelujah. We will praise you for the rest of our days. Yes, Lord, for the rest of our days. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise just because of who you are. Hallelujah. You are worthy, O God. Lord, you are worthy. You're worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are, O God. We just thank you and we praise you, O God. This is the day that you have made, and we are worshiping you. We are rejoicing and being glad in it, O God. We were glad when they said unto us, come, let us go to the house of the Lord. Lord, we love you today. We bless your name today. We worship you today. We magnify you today. You alone are worthy, O God. You alone are worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, O God. Lord, we love you. We bless your name. We worship you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the ability to come into your presence one more time, to come into your sanctuary, O God. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. We seek your face, O God. We come and chasing after you, longing after you, O God, as a deer panther for the waters, O God. So our souls are longing after you, O God. Lord, we need you today. We need you. We love you today. We bless your name. We worship you today, God. Lord, we come for this hour. We forget about ourselves, O God. We put our minds on you. We concentrate on you, O God. Lord, we say, speak to our hearts. Speak to our hearts on today, Lord. Let your will be done, O God, in our lives as you have already established in heaven. O Lord, touch every person in this sanctuary. Touch every person under the sound of my voice. Bless every person under the sound of my voice. God, you know what they're standing in the need of. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, O God, for meeting every need, God, as we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. O Lord, we thank you that every need shall be met, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we came for this 1 hour of worship. We put aside time out of our days, God, to concentrate on you, O Lord. So, Lord, meet us right now. Meet us today. Meet us in the midst of this worship hour, God. O Lord, touch us today. Give us new fire, new fervor, new zeal, O God. Restore us again, God. Hallelujah. Forgive us, O God, for our trespasses, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for having your hand upon us on today, God. So have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way as the preached word comes forth. Have your way. Let your will be done. Not our will, but let your will be done. And at the end of this time, God, we will be ever so careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. We welcome you, my God. We welcome you. I'm so excited about God and what he's doing and what he's going to speak to our hearts on today. I can barely get the words out past my tongue. We welcome you to this worship hour. We welcome you to New Creation Christian Ministries online sanctuary, to our virtual sanctuary. We welcome you to this place where we come to pray, where we come to worship God, where we come to meet with God. We welcome you from all around the world, around the nation. We welcome you to New Creation Christian Ministries, and we invite you to just settle in and get yourself in a position to hear what God is getting ready to speak to your life on today. God is very serious about his intent for your life. God has a great, marvelous plan for your life, and it's not going to come back to him void. God's word will not come back to him void. Whatever God has spoken about you, whatever you have heard the Lord say, whether it was through the preached word, through prophecy, through your time of prayer, whether God has spoken to you directly
in dreams, whatever you have heard God say, believe God, because God is going to fulfill his word in your life. God's word will not come back to him void. So get ready, woman of God. Get ready, man of God. Get ready to hear today what God is going to speak into your life. So we welcome you. And right after this song, right after this next worship song, you will hear the preach word. The preach word is coming. And God is going to speak to you something on today. I believe God's going to speak something to change your life today. I believe God's going to speak something to encourage you today. I believe that God is going to speak a word that's going to pivot you into purpose on today. So get ready. Get ready, get ready. We're going to worship God. Let's worship God during this song. You're worthy of my praise. Let's worship God. And right after this worship song, Pastor Emily Simmons will be coming forth with the preached word. God bless you. Let us worship God together.
With all of my heart, and
I will praise you
with all of my strength, and
I will seek you
all of my days,
all of my days,
and I will follow Lord, all of your ways.
I long to worship. Hallelujah. 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 God, you are so worthy of our worship. You are so worthy of the praise. Honor you today. We glorify you today. We lift up your son Jesus' name because he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for this day God has made, and I am, and I pray you are rejoicing in it, and we are glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before I get into this word, Father, you minister to us today through your word as we speak through your scriptures, Lord. Give us ears to hear, heart to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Honey, I'm excited just like you are today. Amen. God has placed something in my spirit, but I'm just so glad that the word of God is real and relevant and right now, according to what we need from God. Hallelujah. I'm just going to come from the book of Acts very briefly, read a few verses from the fourth chapter, Acts 4. Let's pick it up at the 33rd verse, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace, that's a powerful word, great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of things, brought the prices of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he need, as he had need. But when we jump down to verse, chapter 5, verse 1, something happens. Let us read this, Acts chapter 5, verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Hallelujah. Let me just read a couple more verses as we go down. Hallelujah. Go down to verse, we're in the book of Acts, still the fifth chapter. I'm going to look at that 14th verse, and we're going to close with these few verses. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about into Jerusalem, bringing sick folk and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one of them. And they were healed, every one of them. We see in these few verses, Acts chapter 4, Acts chapter 5, which precedes and follows Acts chapter 1, where Jesus said the Holy Ghost will come upon you and you shall receive power. In chapter 2 of Acts, the Holy Ghost did come upon them. We are reminded that Pentecost fell. They were all in the upper room, and it came in as a rushing wind. Cloven tongues of fire set on each of them in the upper room. They began to speak in a heavenly language, and they began to get a power that was supernatural. In chapter 3, we see the miracles of the apostles. Even the one with a lame man was at the gate called Beautiful, and the church was growing. The church was thriving. God was being glorified, and the plan of God was going forth. Then we enter into Acts chapter 4, which I just read part of. It said that they all were on one accord, those who had exceeding abundantly above all that they could ever think, grasp, or imagine, sold their possessions. They sold houses, they sold land, they sold property, and for those who was in lack, amen, it was all in one pot, all out of one source, everybody's needs were met. So God was being glorified in the mighty way. And then we come into Acts chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira. Help us, Holy Ghost.
Mm.
What I want to talk about today, Spike Lee had a movie a long time ago called Do the Right Thing. And I want to talk just a few moments about doing the right thing. Do the right thing. We're in a day where many are calling wrong right, and they're calling right wrong. But I challenge you today to do the right thing always. Become a man or woman of integrity. Become a man or woman of your word. Become a person that walks in character and truth. Become noble. Become honest. If you're that already, keep doing what you're doing. But if you're not that, strive for a standard in God that you've never known before. Mm-hmm. Don't have a form of godliness today. So don't go through the motions being hypocritical, but allow the Holy Spirit to rule, reign, and govern your life on today. Do the right thing. Ananias and Sapphira did not do the right thing, and as a result, they lost their life. I am amazed, even from the days of Pharaoh, from the days of King Herod, even the days of kings like Nebuchadnezzar and Caesar, people have tried to stand in the way of the plan of God. I chuckle when I think about it.
Mm.
Nobody stands in the way of the plan of God.
Mm.
So, Ananias and Sapphira comes and they try to interrupt the great move of God that was happening in the earth realm. So they try to deceive Peter and to deceive their brothers and sisters in God and deceive others and appear to be more than what they were. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I remember before Christ, before age 30, I was a deceiver. I had an image in public. I did things in people's eyes, but I was a different person behind closed doors. I walked a different walk when others was not looking, and I did things that I was not pleased with, but I did them anyway, and God changed my life. My wife always says that he gives a new heart. And he chose to give me a new heart and a new way of thinking, a new way of conducting myself. And he removed, glory be to God, a curse that was on my life. And I'm here to tell you, God will remove anything that's hindering you if you let the will of God be done in your life. See, when you're deceiving folks, you're believing and you're hoping that your lie will not get discovered. You're believing and you're wishing that people won't really find you out. You're hoping that God will not shed a light on what you're trying to keep in the dark. But Peter told Ananias and Sapphira, you didn't lie to man. You did not lie to us. You did not deceive us. You lied to God. Oh, I don't know who that's for. But, yeah, Pastor, isn't that extreme? Some things are that extreme. God sees everything. And we see that Ananias and Sapphira almost tried to interrupt the divine plan of God, but because they deceived the people of God and they deceived God, God struck them down. Because we need to know God wants the great move of his hand to continue in the earth realm. And a lot of what we're seeing in this hour in which we live is judgment. But a lot of it is that great grace that I just spoke about. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Holy Ghost, help me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us have found favor. We know we don't deserve, glory be to God, what God has blessed us with. We know how we're living, and God continues to wake us up, continues to bless us, continues to use us in ministry. We know sometimes we're not living according to the standard and the will of God. We know we're sometimes operating in disobedience and rebellion, yet God still gives us great grace. Hallelujah. That's the loving God that we serve. He gives us room to repent. He gives us room to turn. He gives us room to do the right thing. And it's so awesome that we see with the great move of God, healings and miracles and signs, wonders taking place, and God wants to restore that to his church today, but we got to first do the right thing. That Ananias and Sapphira was an example of not to play with God. The Bible says fear came over all the people. And they begin to look at these disciples and followers of Christ and begin to respect them, that there's a God that they're serving that is nothing to play with. When people see your life, do they see signs, wonders, and miracles? When people see you show up, does God show up? Hallelujah. See, I'm under the belief my wife preached a message a few weeks ago, and she talked about the Canaanite woman. And Jesus said to the Canaanite woman that it is not meat to give the blessings, I'm paraphrasing, to give the blessings of the bread of the chosen children who the blessings have been destined for. It's not okay or it's not right to give that to somebody else. But this woman was so faithful and said, I'll even take a portion of what was somebody else's. What was intended for somebody else, I'll even take part of it if you will offer that to me. I know I don't deserve it. I know I'm not worthy. I know I'm not part of the chosen Israel and the Jews of that time, but my daughter is sick and she's about to die. So whatever you can do. And she cried out to Jesus for help, and Jesus met her right where she was, and he said, that is great grace. That is great faith. Because even though she don't deserve it, even though she's not entitled, she's still coming to the one that can deliver. Hallelujah. She's still coming to the one that can make it possible. She's still coming to Jesus, who is still the answer today. I hope you hear God. He says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one can come to the Father but by me. I'm so reminded of Jesus when he told his disciples while he was living, he said, 3 days I'll be in the grave, but on the third day I'm rising up from death. Before it happened, he gave them a promise. You're going to see the resurrection of my body. And did it not come to pass, beloved? So we should not have been surprised when Acts chapter 2 came about and he said, I won't leave you as orphans, but I'm going to send you the promise of the comforter of the Holy Spirit, the teacher of all truth. And yet, he sends us the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 2, and it invades the earth realm. So I'm just reminding you today, please hear God. He still will keep his promises to you. He still will keep his promise of power to you today. He still will keep his promise of peace to you today. He's still keeping his promise of prosperity to you today. The devil is still a liar, and the truth is not in him. Let God be true, and let every man be a liar. Hallelujah. God is not a man that he shall lie. Have God not shown you something, it shall surely come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Habakkuk says, though it's free, we got to wait for it. Beloved, please wait for it. Please wait for your season. Please wait for your turn. Please wait for the Kairos moment of God for your life. Don't get impatient with God. Don't get short with God. Don't abandon. Don't walk away from the assignment of God today. Hold your hands to the plow and don't look back. Many of us know where we came from. So what in the world do we even contemplate about going back to? It's amazing how the children of Israel wanted to go back to Egypt, wanted to go back to slavery, wanted to go back to being whipped, back to being mistreated, back to being inferior. They wanted to go back because there was a challenge before them. And I'm here to tell you, if you're starting a church, if you're running a ministry today, if you call to the fivefold ministry, if you're trying to stay married, if you're trying to parent in this hour, if you're trying to grow your business, if you're trying to stay healthy, if you're trying to do anything for God, it's going to be a challenge, church. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Use your weapons. Use the name of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus. Use the word of God. Walk in obedience. Walk with a pure heart. Use the power of prayer. Hallelujah. And don't forget your testimony. You got a story. Oh, yes, you do. You got a testimony. Let that encourage you. If he don't do another thing, let where he brought you from this far encourage you on today. Hallelujah. I pray somebody's rejoicing. I know you might be in your office or your cubicle or somewhere where you can't shout, but just internally praise God. Because when I think of where I used to be, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul sings hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we got to see that Ananias and Sapphira tried to get in the way of God. But guess what? In Acts chapter 4, the church was thriving. The church was healing. The church was doing great exploits. In Acts chapter 5, we see this pause, this interruption that tried to come into the way of God, but then God restores. And the Bible says, this is why we got to do the right thing, church. This is why we got to do the right thing, people of God. The Bible says, once Ananias and Sapphira was out the way, once the example was made, once God dealt harshly with those who tried to come against his plan, the Bible says Peter and the apostles had so much power. They were walking in so much anointing. They were walking with so much authority that even the shadow of Peter, he didn't pray for the sick. He didn't know the word. He was just walking about his business. And it said the shadow, if they laid him in the shadow of the man of God, people were being healed. People were being set free. Demons were fleeing. See, then the Bible says they came from the cities. Multitude came from the cities. We hear these statistics, these negative statistics about people are leaving church. Nobody's going to fellowship. They're looking at church on the internet, and nobody's assembling themselves together. Well, I'm not saying nobody, but they're saying church attendance is down, and this generation of young folk don't even want to go to church. But that devil is still a liar. When signs, wonders, and miracles follow us, they're going to come to us. They're going to come to church. They're going to come to you for advice. They're going to come to you for prayer. They're going to come to you for godly wisdom. When you do the right thing, signs, wonders, and miracles will follow those who believe. The world don't want what we're offering because they're saying, I might as well stay where I am. I don't see you changing. I don't see no power and authority you're operating in. I don't see the church having more successful marriages than the world. I don't see the church children living more godly than the children of the world. I don't see certain things, so why should I aspire to that? I know as a believer, the church we was in was one of the fastest growing churches in New Jersey. And my wife and I, people were buying Rita ice cream shops. People were having babies who could not have babies. Their wombs were barren. People were getting cleaned off of crack cocaine and drug abuse. Marriages that were in trouble were being restored. People who was on welfare was getting jobs. We've seen people getting 5,000 and 6,000 square foot homes. And as a Christian, as a new believer, I got to witness. It's not about prosperity. That's not what I'm talking about. But I got to witness firsthand the power of God. There was people with cancer who was healed, and I saw the power of God. And that's what he wants to restore to us today. He wants to restore to his church his supernatural power. But he wants you and I to be a part of it. I don't know about you, Pastor. I pray you hear me, and I pray the people hear me. I so want to see, before I close my eyes on this side of glory, I want to see so much power of God in a mighty way, and I want to say, yes, I know I serve the real God. Oh, yes, I'm so glad I'm on the Lord's side. Oh, yes, and we just celebrated 16 years of marriage, and my wife said we did a show this weekend, and we put the broadcast on the radio, and people are going to the archives. If you haven't gone to them, I pray that you go there and be a blessing, and it'll be a blessing to you. But we wanted to use our marriage as a witness. Come on, somebody. We wanted to use our blended family, second marriage, and we know marriage is not easy. Hello. She's a female. I'm a male. We live in the same world of temptation. We live in the same world. We get angry sometimes. We lose it sometimes. We miss the mark sometimes. We have failed sometimes miserably in our marriage, but had the fortitude to forgive one another. But we knew we could not do it without Jesus. He said, apart from me, you can do nothing. And we wonder why people are trying to stay married without him. Husbands and wives not going to church together. We got children now running our home. When I was a child, I had no choice. You was going to work for a summer job. I wasn't spending all summer like this not working. Back then, they had what they would call speedy and set. And my mother said, oh, yeah, you're going to get a job. Buy your own school clothes, buy your own bike, your own basketball, your own football equipment, your own weight, and then you're going to put some money away for when the school year starts. And some of y'all, I didn't grow up in church, but some of y'all, your mother made you go to church, made you go to school. It wasn't about no super hooky. One phone call from the principal or the school, trust me, that problem was resolved. Now we get calls from the school every day, every week. Your child doesn't show up in class. And we as parents sometimes act like we can't deal with a child. What is wrong with our world? Don't let no child run your house, beloved. You are the authority. You're paying the bills. You're paying the rent. You don't want to get them an ultimatum, but, baby, you're not going to run this house. And we got to take control of the situation again. So we got to do the right thing always. We got to do the right thing always. And it's so powerful how great grace was at work. The apostles were moving in a mighty way. And the Bible says multitudes came. The sick was healed. And it said many start believing in Jesus. And I'm simply here to tell you today as I wrap this up that God wants to use you. When he show up, he wants you to show up. You need to know that even though you're being persecuted today, some of us have lost jobs. Some of us are going through in our marriages. Some of us are in foreclosure. It is a hard hour. But the Bible says the sons of Issachar could discern the times. In Chronicles, it says the sons of Issachar were discerners of the times in which they were living in, the times that the children of Israel watched certain things were happening. Yes, Pastor Anthony, over 50% of marriages are ending in divorce, but why? When you have the spirit of discernment, you understand why. Yes, there's a perverted spirit with people are violating children. Look at what happened at Penn State. This stuff has never happened before. And if it happened, it's never been exposed to this magnitude where a man who was a coach, educated, powerful, had money, had wealth, had prominence, had a sickness toward little boys. Even this perverted spirit in our world, as far as sexual immorality, why does this happen? It said the sons of Issachar had discernment, and you and I need the spirit of discernment. That's why you got to fight for your marriage. You got to fight for your family. You got to fight for your faith. Yeah. Because when you see that it is the last days and the devil is still trying to divide and conquer, you would hold fast. Sometimes I see him trying to operate in churches, even our church sometimes, the spirit of division. The spirit of rebellion. We're in this flesh church. From the pastor to the pew, we all have a decision to deny ourselves daily, take up our cross, and follow him. I heard statistics last night of just hundreds of pastors leaving their calling because of the times in which we're living in. And we need to know that it's not easy to be a pastor in this hour. It's not easy to be a parent in this hour. It's not easy to be a Christian hour, but still do the right thing.
Mm.
God did not promise us easiness. He said, when you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father. You go ahead and to work and try to talk about Jesus. Go to your family and try to lift up the name of Jesus. Go anywhere and try to use that name and watch how people flee. Watch how they easily get offended. Watch how they judge you. But Jesus said, when you confess me before men, even in the days in which you're living, I'm going to honor you as well. Church, it's not easy. It's not easy living for Christ. It's not easy being a follower of Jesus today. But you can do it. You got to do the right thing always. I look at this economy and I think about, as I close, the Egyptians, when Joseph gave Pharaoh the interpretation of the dream. Egypt would not have survived that famine. But he said, God's going to give you 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. If he did not get that prophetic word, trust me, those 7 years of famine would have killed everything moving. And even today, just like Daniel interpreted the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, he said, God's about to rip this kingdom away from you. And you better repent and turn because you're not all that. And Nebuchadnezzar lifted up his own pride and said he was all that in a bag of chips, and God ripped the kingdom away from him. He was eating grass as an animal, and he repented, and God restored him. But Daniel interpreted the dream for him. And just like Daniel and Joseph, God wants to send you and I to be an agent of change, to be world changers, to be vehicles to turn this world upside down. You have the answer to dilemmas. I have the answers to problems because we serve the God that's in us. And the kingdom of God is in you today. So you, it's just so much that God wants to do in and through our lives. But I'm preaching to myself today because sometimes I back up in the spirit. Sometimes I get a little intimidated by what the devil is doing. Sometimes I get a little off sidetracked when this flesh try to act up. But you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Hallelujah.
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 In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Pastor, that's all I have today. Hallelujah. God
Hallelujah.
Is so good. He is so good. I'm going to give it back to you. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do the right thing. You can do it. Amen. God wants his light to shine through you. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. My God, that's a word. That's a powerful word. Not too many preachers are preaching that type of sound doctrine that you just gave us on today. Is sobering. It makes you think about your walk. And I pray today that somebody is thinking about their own personal walk and saying, you know what? I'm going to take that charge, and I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to let God's light shine through me in such a way that men and women will look on my life and glorify my Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. Somebody just needs to be praising God right now because God's plan shall come to fruition in your life. I know the enemy is coming against you. I know the devil wants you to quit. The devil wants you to give up, to throw up your hands in frustration. But you got to say, you know what? I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm not going to give up on God. I know God's not going to give up on me. No matter what's going on in my life, I'm encouraged on today. Pastor, you encouraged us on today that no weapon formed against the people of God or the plan of God can prosper. And he used Ananias and Sapphira to show that the Holy Ghost is no joke. When people fight against you, they're not fighting against you. They are fighting against your God. And when you're standing on the side of God, if God be for you, that's more than the whole world against you. You got to hear us on today. If God be for you, that's more than the whole world against you. And you got to get excited about the gospel of Jesus Christ and know that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. What a powerful, powerful word, Pastor Emily. Thank you so much. We normally don't open up the switchboard during the praise, during the time of worship. This is 1 hour where we come together and we worship God, and we just thank God for everybody that's assembled in the sanctuary on today. We just thank God for you. And our pastor, I just want you to pray. We have a couple of hands raised. We normally, like I said, this is a straight worship service. We take calls on Saturday and we take calls on Tuesday. We don't take calls on Wednesday. But, Pastor, I just want you to pray for those people that have their hands raised on today. Just pray for them that God will continue to let his light shine. We got Brother Mel. We got a 770 area code with their hands raised. We got Sister Tina with her hand raised. We've got people at the altar. When you raise your hand during the worship service, that's you coming to the altar. So if you want to be included in this prayer, just raise your hand. Pastor Emily's getting ready to pray over your life. He's getting ready to pray for you right now as your hands are raised. We got Sister Evangelist Finney with her hand raised. Evangelist Dion and Victor Finney, Brother Victor Finney, they have their hands raised. And we have another 862. And Pastor, the altar is full. The altar is full. Pray for those at the altar right now, Pastor Anthony. Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we know, Lord, that you are on our side. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is the one that's in us than the one that is in this world.
Yes.
God, deep down, we want to do the right thing. Deep down in our hearts, we want to do right by you. Deep
Hallelujah.
Down in our hearts, lay down the sin and the weight that so easily beset us. Deep down on the inside of us, we know there is better, Lord, than what we've been putting out. Lord, we want to be productive for you. We want to produce fruit in our lives. We want to, in the name of Jesus, win souls for your kingdom. So, Lord, start with the man in the mirror today, the woman in the mirror today. Lord, like Paul, he said, I want to do good, but I don't. I find myself not doing good. There's a war. There's a battle. battle going on in the inside of our minds. There's a battle going on in the inside of our heart. There's a war between the spirit and the flesh, according to your word. And right now, Lord, I pray for strength for everyone at this altar, everyone listening right now. I pray for supernatural divine strength on their life right now, that they will be capable and able to perform the right thing at all times in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have given them strength and authority, power over sin and death. You have given them, Father God, power over sickness and disease. You have given them authority because they are Christians. They are sons and daughters of you. So now let them operate in the power and authority that they have, Lord. Let them believe. Remove the unbelief today. Remove the doubt that's in their minds on today. Remove, Father God, the fear that many of them walk in on a daily basis. Remove the fear in the name of Jesus and let them walk by faith, Lord. So right now I pray and I plead the blood of Jesus over every life that is listening, Lord. They found in our robbery, Lord, to come here and be ministered to come here and be filled up with the Spirit through the word of God. Uh-huh. They came in, Lord, to be exhorted and edified and comforted by your word. So, Lord, I thank you, even as they pursue you, because you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything will be added unto them. So, Lord, as they tuned in to this midday service, allow their rent and mortgages to be paid. Allow the sickness in their body and their families to be removed. Allow them, Lord, who you have called to be into ministry, allow them to get a boldness and a courage that they've never known before, winning souls for your kingdom. So right now, Lord, I thank you that our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts what we're going to believe for those who believe this prayer on today. We know that you, Lord, called us for a time such as this, just like Esther. Before we were in our mother's womb, you said you knew us. Mm-hmm. You said in your word that you know the plans that you have for everybody on this line, plans to prosper them, not to harm them. You said you have plans to give them hope and a future. So, Lord, as I close this prayer, above all things, you want them to prosper, be in good health as their souls prosper. So, Jesus, I close this prayer by allowing your abundant life, your promise of your abundant life. The thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you said, I came that we might have life. And those listening today want that abundant life. They want that Zoe life. They want that exceeding great life that they know they're capable of having. So, Lord, we know that all things are possible with you. So I thank you for this prayer, and I thank you that you'll continue to be with those who are listening. In Jesus' name I pray this. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Receive that prayer over your life on today. Listen, this service, God specifically said at the beginning of this service that he was going to change your life. And we release God's supernatural power over your life right now, that you will not be the same going down from this place, that God is supernaturally working behind the scenes in your life to manifest change. There's a shift taking place in the atmosphere, and God says he called you here so that he could speak very directly to you to let you know that today is a new day for you, the beginning of a new life, and that God is getting ready to shake some things up in your life. And that when the dust settles, you're going to look at yourself and you're not going to be the same, because God's changing you for his glory. Hallelujah. God is changing you for his glory. And God is saying to you, many of you today, you're in a fight, and it seems to be the fight of your life. You have never been this place before, but God is saying that he's taking care of your enemies. And this enemy that you're fighting today, this enemy, once God finishes taking care of this battle, you will see no more. This enemy, you will see no more. Somebody got to praise God on that one. Amen. This is a recurring fight. You've been visiting. You've been fighting this battle for a while. You've been fighting this battle before, but God says he's getting ready to wipe out the enemy. Amen. And we know we fight not against flesh and blood, so we're not talking about people. But God's getting ready to annihilate the enemy, my God, in the name of Jesus. These demons are about to be destroyed. Amen. They're about to be destroyed. So we just thank God for the word. Pastor Anthony, what a good, great word that the Lord spoke through you for us. And we just thank you for it. Amen. God's word will not fall back to the ground void. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, I want to pray for the offerings. Amen. I want to thank each and every person that sows into this ministry. We're receiving your offerings by way of our website. For those of you who do not know, you can sow into the website, the ministry through the website at nccmonline.org. And we've also received offerings through the mail at New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. And we thank God for each and every person that has sown in this direction. As you sow, as you give to this ministry for the advancement of the kingdom of God, because that's all we're doing here is advancing the kingdom of God. For every person who comes, for every person who sows, for every person who prays, for every person who spreads the word about this ministry, you are working with us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what we're doing. We're old-fashioned here. We believe in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for your offerings. We thank you for those who are members, for your tithes, as you have given into this ministry, and we are going to pray over those. For those who are giving today, you can give by going to our website at nccmonline.org, or you could go send a check to 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. But I want to pray over the offerings right now for those who have already given and those who are giving today, who have purpose in your heart to give today. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we magnify your name. I thank you for every person, Father God, who has given into this offering on today and has already sown seed into this ministry. Lord, I ask that you, Father God, continually to give have been given to their bosom, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing so much that they can't even receive it. Lord, we just pray that you will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing into their lives. Father God, thank you for rebuking the devil for their name's sake. Thank you for increase in their lives. Thank you for increase in every single area of their lives. So, Lord, we just count it not robbery, Father God, as we give into this ministry for the advancement of your kingdom, for the advancement of the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just ask that you save souls, change lives, and set the captives free each and every time that we come here together on this noonday service, and let your will be done. As you have already established in heaven, let your will be done on earth. Bless the giver, bless the giver, bless the sower, bless the sower, bless the tither, bless the tither. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember that your tithe belongs to your church. And if you're not a member here, we do not ask for your tithe, but if you want us to cover you while you look for a church, you can feel free to tithe to New Creation Christian Ministries. Let us know that you need to be covered. You can send us an email at powerintheword1@yahoo.com, and we will cover you as your pastors until we while we help you find a church in your area. And we thank you for those who are members who have not been able to come to this sanctuary, but know that we are your pastors and we cover you. Amen. And for those who need to be saved, you need to be saved today. Listen, Jesus came and lived and died so that you can have life and have that life more abundantly. Pastor, if you just pray the prayers, sinner's prayer with those who have a heart to be saved on today. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. The Bible says, according to Romans, amen, chapter 10, that if we confess with our mouths and believe in our hearts that Jesus is the Son of the living God, we will be saved. Everyone that calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So if you confess with your mouth today and believe in your heart that Jesus is God, you are saved. So if you're listening to this or if you tune into the archives and you say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I believe, John 3:16, that you so loved the world, you sent your only begotten Son, that whomever shall believe in him shall never perish, but have eternal life. And I believe this with all my heart. God, I repent of all of my sins, And right now, I'm asking you to come into my life afresh and anew. Make me over in the name of Jesus. I give my life to you. Jesus, I ask you to be Lord over my life, and I ask you to be God over my life, and I ask you to be Savior for me today. And if you prayed this prayer, asking Jesus to come into your heart and become your Lord and become your Savior, you are saved, set free, and a born-again believer. So if you prayed that prayer, you're born again. You're saved. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. You prayed that prayer, you need a pastor. You need to be discipled. You need to be covered. So if you prayed that prayer, again, contact me at power1@yahoo.com. Let me know you got saved listening to the worship hour right here on blogtalkradio.com/power, and I will get you some information on your new walk with Christ and also help you to find a church home. You need a church home, amen, and we will cover you in the interim, amen. Well, God bless you, Pastor. I tell you, that's just a powerful word. I want to go and just meditate on that word, and we invite everybody to come out tonight to our Bible study, 1 hour power at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, and come worship God with us on Sunday. Listen, you will not experience the power of God in this area like you will experience it at New Creation Christian Ministries. God has something specifically for you when you walk through the doors of that church. It's a prophetic house. Come on in and let God bless you. Let God bless you as you come. We praise God. We worship God. We love God, and we love each other. So we invite you to come and bring somebody with you. Come out and worship God with us this Sunday at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, and we will be glad to embrace you as you come. Pastor, I'm going to turn it over to you for the benediction or any closing remarks, and then we're going to go down from this place.
Amen. I'm just so excited about the word of God, even those who called in. We're in a world where it is a challenge. We got to be honest with ourselves and knowing that we live in a real world. Pastor and those listening, it's not easy sometimes to do the right thing. But through this word of God today, I pray that it challenges you and your thinking because there's such a reward. It's amazing how the deceiver tries to say the other way that most are going is the funner way or the most rewarding or entertaining way. But when you obedient to the word of God, trust me, there is such a reward in it. There's such fulfillment in it. There's fun and there's power and there's joy when you obey the word of God. So don't let the devil deceive you in this hour. Try to do the right thing always. Amen. Live a godly life, an upright life, and lay down the sin in the weight that so besets us today. Hallelujah. So I thank God for you today. I thank God that you tuned into the word. We're all going to try to do the right thing on a daily basis. So I'm going to pray the benediction. We're a minute away from the 1 o'clock hour. Lord, I thank you that you allow us through your spirit to live holy, to live godly, to hold our standard up even in this world in which we're living, Lord. People are watching our lives, our families, Lord, our coworkers, even our church family, Lord. They're looking to see Jesus in us. So I thank you that you allow us in this lifetime to be vehicles of change and agents of change, Lord. So thank you for even thinking and looking our way to want to use us according to your plan. So I thank you from the foundation of the world that you chose us. We did not choose you. So we're going to go in peace and try to allow our hands to be put to this plow, and we won't look back. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Know that God loves you, and we do too. God bless you.